For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free. No last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This
hey, stop!
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
This ball's picked, intercepted at the goal line. Darius Williams goes to get it, and LA has the first takeaway.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Happened with Devondre Campbell. He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point.
Yeah, he didn't say he didn't want to play today.
I wish I would have heard about it on the field, but I didn't. It's hard to win football games when someone doesn't want
to. Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, comedian Nate Bargatze. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. What a great show we're going to have today. Nate Bargatze's in studio. I am jacked about that one. One of my favorite comedians is going to be stopping by here. It's going to be awesome. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tom Pelissero, with so much going on in the world of football, from Bill Belichick now being a college head coach to week 15 filled with drama, filled with playoff clinching scenarios, and filled with teams that are on the brink, including last night's Thursday night football results leading to what we're about to talk about with the San Francisco 49ers. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. It is a What's More Likely Friday. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, I don't care how bad Del Tufo is, I'm not leaving this show early.
Well, how about this? We are so blessed on this program, and as you know, honored. We've been Emmy nominated multiple times. But never more honored than Mike Del Tufo being here on a Friday. So I don't know what's going on, but Mike, I don't take it for granted. Thanks for being here today.
I am here.
Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. You are welcome.
Thank you. TJ Jefferson, how are you, sir? Good to see you, man.
I mean, enjoy this Friday, because the quote Magic Johnson from going down. He's not going to be here.
Come on. He ain't going to be a guy.
What's up, Rich?
Oh, my gosh. How are you? Good to see everybody out there. All right. Listen, started the week talking about the Dallas Cowboys season being over. They're not officially eliminated, but once they got beaten to go 5-8 in the NFC by the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm like, it's over.
Season is not over.
Well, for some, but
not true.
For the Dallas Cowboys, it's going to take a lot of help and a lot of winning by a team that hasn't shown the ability to win consistently. And now it's time to say that about the defending NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. Didn't think the season would play out this way. Certainly they didn't either. But there was always something up about this team, even in the spring. You know, Brandon Ayuk being on the trading block draft week, then he's not, then he's there for the summer, then he's not. FaceTiming with Jaden Daniels, who yet to play a lick in the NFL, and it's like, is he? What's going on with this whole setup? Then he does sign, then Trent Williams signs, and then everything's hunky dory. It's like, okay, everything's going to be fine. And then Christian McCaffrey starts sitting out some practices. No big deal. He was saying that just the Friday before the first week of the season. First practice week to open up the season. And then a week later, the Friday before his first game, and suddenly it's not one, but two Achilles issues with tendonitis. And then everybody starts dropping like flies around there. And then they wound up, you know, starting the season, beating the Jets on a Monday night, still look great. Then they go to Minnesota and get spanked. And then they wind up in Los Angeles in week three. But the Rams are also banged up. They didn't have Kupp. They didn't have Nacua. They didn't have their left side of their offensive line. They didn't have anybody, and yet they still won, coming back from 13 down, 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to beat the Niners. And then suddenly something's up. But even then, I'm like, at some point, everybody's going to come back healthy. At some point, they're going to get healthy. They're going to be one of the best teams because they do have one of the deepest rosters. But in the same way, I've been kind of, you know, having my way with all the delusional Ohio State fans saying, where's the banner for best roster in football? The Niners aren't raising a banner this year for anything. And I'm kind of stunned about it, to be honest with you. As the Rams and the 49ers play last night, and go figure this. We come on the air talking about how, well, the first time McVay and Shanahan ever matched wits as head coaches, we were there. 41-39 final. Yep. These two teams coming off of points of paloozas, man. These two teams. The Rams played in a game on Sunday in which it was the most points, most combined points ever scored in an NFL game where neither team turned it over. That's the record the Rams set with the Bills. And then the Niners just had one of their best offensive games of the year against the Chicago Bears. They had 319 total yards in the first half. Last night, they had 191 total yards, period. That was their second worst such output in the Kyle Shanahan era, only surpassed by the 161 total yards they had in the 2022 NFC Championship game season in Philadelphia, where Purdy got hurt early on. They were forced to go to Josh Johnson, quarterback number four for him on the season, and then they wound up at some point wildcatting it up with Christian McCaffrey and put Purdy back out there with a bad wing. That's how poor of an offensive night they had on Thursday night against the Rams. They're down a running back number three, but Isaac Garendo still in this system was getting it done. But in the rain, a lot of pain. And I don't turn this into a Dr. Seuss rhyme, because at this point in time, they will not get to the playoffs this year. Even if they had won last night, they would have had to gotten some help. Even if they had won out after winning last night. Now, you saw on the Prime Video broadcast, their next-gen stats gave them a chance of making the playoffs after this loss at 0.1%. That's dumb and dumber type possibilities. 6-8, having been swept by the Rams. The Cardinals are 6-7, but the Cardinals shocked the 49ers in their home. The Seahawks are 8-5. They've already split with the Niners because they won in San Francisco too. They're losing division games. They're losing games late. They're just losing games now with one of their players walking off the field, saying he didn't want to play anymore, in Devondre Campbell, which was a stunner, which we'll get to in a second. Brock Purdy didn't look good last night at all. That final interception when they needed some points on that drive where he airmailed Juwan Jennings. And, you know, Kirk Herbstreit did show that it wasn't all on Purdy because, you know, Jennings got knocked off his route and an interception in the end zone. But Purdy had this to say after the game, taking the entire blame on his shoulders.
That's what's hurting me is I just feel like I failed the team. You know, that I could have been better for our offense, and we could have put up more points. But Rams are a good team overall. But more than anything, for the way that we play on offense and our standard, I could have been better for sure.
I mean, they've lost three of their last four. They came off their bye. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. And then they lost at home to Seattle. They lose at Green Bay. They got smoked in the Buffalo snow. They bounced back against a Bears team that had fired their coach and also defensive play caller, and the defense looked like it. And then last night against the Rams. This is all she wrote, folks, and I hate to say it. We're going to have a new, for the Niners fans, we're going to have a new NFC champion this year. We're going to have a new NFC champion this year. And picking up the pieces at this point in time, you know, they have a Purdy decision to come. They also, I mean, the whole idea was they sign Ayuk this year. This is going to be the last run with Debo, who was talking this week about not getting the football enough. He got community noted on Twitter by saying that he leads the team in drops, and this photograph we have on the screen here was his reaction after dropping one that Purdy put right in his hands, in his gut, with nothing but space in front of him. And every Rams fan will tell you Debo would usually take that and take it to the house, and not just from the red zone where he dropped the ball, from anywhere on the field. Debo would do that to the Rams. That is a hallmark of the Niners' six-game win streak against the Rams that ended in the NFC Championship game, in which, by the way, Debo did take one to the house anyway. Debo had this to say after the game.
Real, very, very frustrating. Like, end of the day, like, just that ball, there's nothing there but the end zone. At the end of the day, just got to get there off.
I mean, you know you've been able to do that in the past.
Just like... like seeing a moment, came across the middle and see nothing but the end zone at the end of the day. Like, got to put the ball in and go score.
Mm-hmm. He still had the DJ Moore gamer in his locker from the previous week. I guess they swapped jerseys, right?
I can ask you if you noticed
that. Yeah, I noticed that. I'm behind him. I mean, it was just 3 days ago that they were feeling great about themselves on offense, and then this happened. And now they got to talk about one of their teammates refusing to play. And it's not just anybody. It's Devondre Campbell, who's been in the league since 2016 and was an all-pro in 2021 in Green Bay and, you know, was on this team and playing some meaningful games and meaningful minutes and then, you know, wound up sitting quite a bit last night because Dre Greenlaw was back. One of the guys I was saying, hey, these guys are going to return. Dre Greenlaw, one of the best in the business and in the game, who went down with an Achilles injury just running back onto the field during last year's Super Bowl that he was dominating in. So, of course, if he's going to come back and work his way back and the Niners are in a must-win game, as I mentioned, they had to have that last night. Of course he's going to be out there. And however Dre Greenlaw was battling to return, the Niners were going to honor that by putting him out there. And hell yeah, they're going to put him out there. And I guess Campbell, we're still waiting to find out the particulars here, but Campbell didn't take kindly to it. And in the third quarter, walked off the field. And it wasn't because he was hurt. After the game, this was a shocker, because you never hear this. Hardly ever. I'll downgrade it from never. Hear this in the NFL. Take it away from Kyle Shanahan.
What happened with Devondre Campbell? He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point?
Yeah, he said he didn't want to play today. Yep.
The coaching staff?
He did when I asked him why he didn't want to go in. So.
During the game or before?
No, that was in the third quarter.
Has that ever happened to you where a player said they didn't want to play in a game?
No.
Will you release Devondre Campbell?
We'll figure out something, but I don't know that right now.
Did he give you any reason why you didn't want to play today?
No.
Coach, with Devondre opting to not go into the game, what do you need to do to ensure that you don't lose the rest of the locker room?
I haven't lost anybody. That's somebody who doesn't want to play football. That's pretty simple. I mean, I think our team and myself, we know how we feel about that, so I don't think we need to talk about him anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, coaches are going to, and I could already see on your face over there. I know you're not a Kyle Shanahan fan, and when a coach loses a player like that, you usually lay it at the feet of the coach.
Attitude reflects leadership. Is that a phrase?
Well, I get, but you also can turn, and I will do this. I know you're saying, and I'm sure there's tons of people who share your belief and opinion. I'll go back the other way and just say it's not reflective of that locker room or Kyle Shanahan when the rest of the locker room, when they had learned about it, said the same thing to a man. What's up with that? George Kittle, one of the team leaders. This is what Kittle had to say after the game.
Look, if you're on the roster, you're expect and you suit up, you're expected to play. I think anyone in this building that got asked to go in, I would say 100% of everybody would die to get on that football field. And so, you know, people go through or going through random things off the field. I can't speak on that. You know, whatever, you know, his decision was, it wasn't for this organization. It wasn't for this team. And no, that's on him. So, not very happy about it. I would have something to say. I wish I would have heard about it on the field, but I didn't. Now, is that the reason we lost? Absolutely not. But you don't really it's hard to win football games when someone doesn't want to play football, especially when you're suited up. And it kind of puts you down, especially when you lose two linebackers and, you know, could address another one. I've never been around anybody that's ever done that, and I hope I'm never around anybody that does that again.
Wow. You know Kittle.
It's pretty stunning.
For Kittle, that's him table pounding and
he's holding back what he really wants to say.
Exactly. You just, you know? That is a mouthful for George Kittle.
Yeah.
And also a point of view that if Campbell was dealing with anything, his teammates would definitely back it up to say, hey, let's all back off him or whatever. But the coach nor Kittle said that. And then in terms of anybody who might sit here and say, well, maybe Campbell, we should wait to hear from him. In terms of dealing with off-the-field stuff, Tre'Varius Ward of the San Francisco 49ers lost his one-year-old daughter due to heart problems in November. She would have turned two in November. And in late October, she died. A one-year-old daughter.
Yeah, man.
And Tre'Varius Ward told our friend Mike Silver the following. It's been hard for me personally to go to work every day, every game, even to practice or go to meetings. And that's the sort of stuff where you would lose the real world and you could throw yourself into.
Yeah.
I almost left a couple of times, said Tre'Varius Ward. I know fans probably hate me for saying that, but F it. It's real life. It's bigger than football. This is the hardest time of my life for sure. Ward played last night. And then had this to say about Devondre Campbell afterwards.
I mean, he's a professional. He's been playing for a long time. I mean, if he didn't want to play, he shouldn't have dressed out. You know, he could have told me that before the game. So I feel like there was some subtle that he did. Definitely hurt the team because, you know, deep went down. And we needed a linebacker, you know. And I think Flynn was banged up, too. So for him to do that, that's some subtle stuff to me, in my opinion. Like, it's probably going to get cut soon. So, you know, it is what it is with that.
That's some sucker stuff. Because Greenlaw did, at one point, have to come out of the game. Yeah. This is his first game back.
He was a little blown
up. He was
up.
Balling, too.
Was
right.
Up, yeah.
Just like which is why Dre Greenlaw was playing. So I feel for the 49ers. I that this is the way the season ends. They get swept by the Rams. They have a total disaster happen with a player who refuses to play. So now the rest of the team and organization have to answer for that. And well, they got to make a decision on Purdy at some point. And I feel they're going to sign him to that long-term deal anyway. But that'll be part of a conversation. But the ultimate is they have to face the fact that their season is not going to end with an NFC title defense in the playoffs. Which is wild. Didn't see it coming. I thought they were going to win the division. Did we all choose them to win the division?
I was just looking back. I saw I did. I had Rams second.
All right. They had, to me, one of the deepest rosters in the NFL, and they got completely injury ravaged. Other teams do too. Overcome it. Niners couldn't.
The other thing too is nobody expected Christian McCaffrey to be out as long as he was, you know, in the preseason.
And then he goes down in the snow, and so does Jordan Mason.
Right.
Listen, this is the way the final year of Purdy's contractual affordability ends. Ayuk hardly plays a lick. He gets signed long-term. Deebo gets the dropsies, including one in a game that they could have still won if he had caught that potentially.
He probably would have scored on that play.
There's no question.
Right.
And then Devondre Campbell walks off the field. Everyone's wondering what the hell's going on in this place. Didn't see it coming. But the season is over for the defending NFC champs, and it's up for grabs. Who wants it? Tons of teams can get it. When we come back, we'll talk about the Los Angeles Rams evening and season moving forward. Tom Pelissero will give us the latest on what we just discussed and also what's... What the hell happened that Bill Belichick took a job in college? And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Over, it's the What's More Likely Friday, and the brilliant Nate Bargatze making his way to the studio in hour three. Don't miss that. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, did you see Michigan's playing Northwestern in Wrigley Field next year? Did that cross your... radar screen?
Nah,
I'm wondering. I'm just wondering if I only
look at tweets that say S-O-T-O, Soto.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm really
okay.
concerned with.
All right, let's, you want to get into that?
Yeah, because let's try to shame
him. Do we have that photograph?
Let's go.
Do we have that photograph? Okay. Because you sent this to us from Bleacher Report, right?
Yeah, I saw it on the BR walk-off. Because it was actually Jerry Ferrara responding to this.
Okay.
And I was like,
he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, oh, look at this.
Right.
Wait a second. And then I fired it off to you guys. Like, you noticing what I'm noticing?
Soto was introduced as a Met yesterday and took a photograph in Citi Field, and it looked like he was dressed as Bartolo Colon. Look at that. Like, it looks like he was getting ready to give birth to a 500 season that we all thought would be unexpected. But I don't know.
That's not a real picture.
Right? And so we started throwing this around.
I'm like,
I don't know if somebody from BR Walkoff is a Yankee fan and is bitter because there's the after picture, and it looks like he's just, you know,
coming up and eat the Mets.
No, not that one. The other one.
Are you really trying to fat shame this? Yeah,
no, no. I don't think so. But somebody was messing around.
Somebody was.
I mean,
that's the before. That's give me the after. Give me the real one. Come on now.
I mean, bro, Yankees fans are so, and I don't really have a problem with Yankees. They're so bitter on social media about this. It's unbelievable.
Because, you know, suddenly he's going to start telling you all about the history of Ed Cranepool and how he's always a Met fan or whatever.
I
created
But somebody, hey, BR, man.
Somebody's bitter.
Somebody.
Angry little
Yankee
fans. I got to
find out who the mole is. You know? Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Okay. Let's get to it. Boy, do you know I love being right. Oh, I love being right. And right now, I am proving out on this front. I kind of feel like Mike Tomlin, you know, telling the Rams, hey, man, I've made a decision 3 weeks ago that you are my choice to win the NFC West. Now just go out there and make my decision look right.
You know? We're not going to apologize for winning.
And look what the Rams have done. Last night's offensive output, nothing like what we saw. I'm sure the Buffalo Bills fan that's in all of our ears, Mike Hoskins of the Rich Eisen Show coordinating producer fame, was wondering where was that last week? I think he just said that in all of our ears, right? Where was that last week where they're like, hey, Josh Allen's going to account for three in the air, three on the ground himself and still lose. The Rams wound up setting a record for the Bills. First time the Bills have ever scored 40 in their vast, illustrious history and lost because the Rams' offense was just on tilt. And then they go up to the San Francisco rain, and Stafford was, in the first half, like at one point, begging the Niners to pick him off.
Begging.
Airmailing people.
Just putting them right in their hands.
Not going anywhere. Offensively, at all.
I told you he'd regress a little bit.
Well... They had a lion-hearted running back in Kyren Williams.
Yeah, Kyren's nice.
And then they made enough plays. There's some of the red zone calling from our friend Sean McVay. Our friend Sean Mitchell in the Rich Eisen Show digital coordinating producer department. He's like wondering what's going on.
Gets too cute.
By the way, first play of the fourth quarter, if I may. Rams are inside the five, and they try to run it in with Stafford. What's up with that? You know who wasn't having any of that? A guy who's probably having a real tough time today processing everything that's happened this season and certainly last night in Fred Warner, who ended that play, and he also ended one that led to the final field goal for the Rams to make it a six-point game, forcing the Niners to go score a touchdown, where it looked like Kyren Williams, who was making a terrific third-down pass protection block to keep Stafford upright and then went out on a route and was wide open, and Stafford hit him, and it looked like he would just turn and walk in the end zone and end the game, and Fred Warner just said, nah. So you do have to give it up to the Niners' defensive effort with Hufanga back and Drake Greenlaw back while he was out there, and Campbell while he was out there, and Fred Warner was out there, and Bosa when he was out there, and in the rain with a Niners team that was desperate, the Rams did just enough, man. Yep. A tough, gritty division SmackDown 10-round W for the Los Angeles Rams, who are now, by the way, rooting for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night because if the Packers beat the Seahawks, the Rams, on a mini bye, entering the cauldron that is the home of the New York Jets in week 16, the Rams would be in first place.
Who's out?
And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. When I said the Rams would win the NFC West, I didn't think they'd be in first place by end of week 15.
Right.
But that is the case. If the Packers go into Seattle and win on Sunday Night Football, entirely possible, the Rams are in first with a visit to the Jets, a home date against Arizona, and then the big W up for grabs in week 18 between the Rams and Seattle in SoFi. So they take a flight to New York, bring their cold weather gear. They come out with a win there. They're home for 2 weeks. And then if it all works out, home for another week in the playoffs. Chilling in Los Angeles. Look at the Rams. Matthew Stafford, Mr. December. That's all he does is win in December since he's come to Los Angeles. Had this to say after the game.
Like Coach was saying, I mean, that you could kind of get the feeling that that was the kind of way this game was going to be played. It was going to have to be one of those games. And you know, score 44 four nights ago or whatever it was and come out here and score 12. They both count for one. You know, sure, I would love to, you know, not hit Hufanga in the chest on third down. I would love to not do that and score a bunch of points, but you got to play each play as it is and each game as it is, and we got to win.
If I told you before the game that Cooper Kupp would not have a catch at all, Full Blue Tarski, 0.0 for the third time in his career, first time since 2019, and then the Rams would punt four times in the first quarter and be held scoreless in the first quarter for only the ninth time of the McVay era, you'd have said they wouldn't win, and they did. Kyren Williams, over 100 rushing yards, had this to say after the game.
It means everything, honestly, because I'm literally on the way here. Our pilot said, go sweep the Niners. And when he said that, I was like, dang, we really could sweep the Niners. I don't think I've done that since I've been here. So being able to do that, knowing how good of a team they are and knowing the history with just the two organizations, I know it's huge. And it shows that we're the big brothers now.
We're the big brothers now. Okay.
I like it.
Okay. And this is the only way the Rams, I thought, could make the playoffs, is to get on fire and win the division. Because making it as a wild card is no bueno for them, because they've already lost to Green Bay at home. And that might be the first of two times Green Bay visits them in SoFi if things continue to work out this way. And the Commanders and the Rams, and I trust the NFL's opinions on this because they've got the slide rules and the protractors and everything else. If the Rams and the Commanders have the same record at the end of the season, they lose the tie breaks to Washington. So winning the division is their clear path to the playoffs, and that's the preferred one anyway because you get a division banner and a home game, right?
Let's go.
To which you guys would go, right?
Whose house?
You would go 100%.
It depends on what day of the week. Yes, I would go.
Okay.
I'm a playoff guy for the Rams.
Okay, yeah, good to know.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm a playoff guy. In the preseason.
You know what I'm saying?
Preseason doesn't count.
You know what that's like? That's like, and I'll just say this because I can speak on this. It's like in Judaism, you only go to the high holidays.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Rich, you see, you get
week
it.
To week, day to day.
That's what
not
you see.
So, not so pious, but
I went to a game
for the big ones, you'll be there.
So you're saying they're moving that wall back so everyone could fit in?
Actually, it's called a three-day Jew. It's two on Rosh Hashanah, one in Yom Kippur. That's the nickname we have for each other.
Okay.
You're the three-day Jew of Rams fans, Mike.
Wow.
Didn't expect that one, did you?
What was that thing? What was that word the other day?
Mishpucha.
Mishpucha.
Yes.
Mishpucha Mike.
And I'll just say this, too. Since I'm calling shots here,
Want to be a baller?
Okay, no, I said I chose the Rams, and this was all, what was it, like a month ago where I said this?
No.
Talking playoffs or what? Yeah, was before Thanksgiving.
2 weeks ago.
But the week before that is when I'm like, I would choose the. We were just sitting here saying, who do you think's going to win the West? And I said, you know what? I'll take the Rams. Because I just liked the way that they were beginning to come together. They've won 7 of their last 9. They started 1-4. They're now 8-6. Let me just throw this out here.
Cooper Kupp put out some zeros last night, though.
Man. No, I know that. And they still won.
Not good for fantasy playoffs.
I know that, right?
Ain't that right?
Let me just say this, though.
Fucking playoffs or what?
No, we're
not. Do you recall back in the summer when we had none other than our good friend, my good friend as well, although I haven't spoken about this at all, but when he was on the show, general manager Les Snead, remember he threw out there saying, hey, the year that we went to the Super Bowl, we needed help on the back end of the defense. We called Eric Weddle. You want to come out of retirement? You want to play four games for us in the secondary?
Hold on a second.
You want to play four games for us in the secondary?
Let me tell you
what's not happening. Is he going where I think he's
going to go? Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hold on.
Let me tell you what's not happening.
You just got to wonder.
No.
With the Rams at 8-6 now, at 8-6, at what point does Les or anyone else call this man on the screen.
Number 91?
99, sir.
Good job, PJ.
Number 99, Mr. Point at Your Ring Finger, by me personally ending the NFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl with my own damn greatness on one snap. I'm just going to throw it out there. You want to talk about how dangerous this team can be? How much more dangerous would it be if 99 says, you know what? I do miss you guys. You know who can help put Jordan Love down on the turf? You know who might just hop a flight to go to Detroit where my career ended in the playoffs? I'm just throwing out there. This is red meat. This is total just stirring it up because, well, Les did say, hey, we make the playoffs. Maybe we call up Aaron Donald, and you know, there are some people with the Rams who are thinking this, and you know, Aaron Donald's got to be walking around, enjoying his time.
Doing what?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
He's sleeping during games.
I'll tell you what he's not doing is eating.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Juan Soto?
I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's looking like Adonis Donald still. Because we've all called it. We've all called it that when he goes into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, in four years.
He will be his era's version of Mel Blunt, who when we see him again this summer, looks like he can give you 20 snaps at his age. Yeah. Right? Aaron Donald will have that gold jacket fit him perfectly for decades. He will not age a day. And when he does, he could still look like he'll give you snaps. Just throwing it out there. How dangerous can the Rams be? Well, you know what? They won a Super Bowl. They got the same quarterback and wide receiver, but a better wide receiver, with all due respect, alongside Kupp, and a younger running back who has got visions of his own greatness, and all they got to do is protect up front. And also get that pass rush going on the defensive side of the ball. And who could help? Somebody better call Aaron. Let's do it. I'm just throwing it all out there. How off the charts would this be?
Witt said he's got some snaps.
Well, I know he was telling that to Susie and Amy that he was watching the offensive line problems for the Chiefs. You know?
Odell just got released.
I know.
Let's bring them all back.
I don't know.
You know, Witt is sitting there praying no linemen for the Rams get hurt. That way he doesn't even have to address it.
I know. But I'm serious.
Look, there's a better chance of them getting Greg Gaines, who is number 91 in that picture, from the Bucks to come back.
Excuse me, sir. Anybody who's sitting out here saying it's a crazy idea, all I got to say is this sentence.
I know where this is going.
Bill Belichick is the current head coach of the University of North Carolina football program.
Anything's possible.
We'll take a break. Wow. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Yankees making moves, huh?
Rich, we got a trade.
Oh! Uh-oh. Is it the one I want?
We got a trade.
Oh, boy. That's next. I do not know what it is, and I'll stay off of the computer. I will give you an unvarnished reaction coming up.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/westwood1.
Oh, my God. I'm just watching Pat right now.
And oh, he's in Morgantown.
Well, here's the thing.
And Rich Rod is back.
For me, because you know.
Well, that was a bad era for you guys.
The bottom line is.
Yeah, it was a bad era for you.
Pat being there back in Morgantown with like thousands of people behind him, yeah, leading a rally, it's like a dream for me. Like if I could do the Rich Eisen show from inside Chrysler Arena. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
To hail, you know, somebody's return, I would do it too. And I, that'd, you know, if you have the ability us. And you have the ability to have a show and have the rundown and the control to just do it.
And you go sleeveless with pipes like that.
Well, yeah, that I couldn't do. And Pat knows that
Pat's
too.
Pat's looking yoked.
But to see him, to see Rich Rod on the screen,
I know.
And then to see Hawk in his Ohio State get up right now, little much for me to just not say nothing. Okay. Now, but when Michigan took Rich Rod from West Virginia, they also took Beeline from West Virginia at the same time. One worked out.
One worked out.
Other one did not.
Not so much.
Other one did not.
Yeah. Well, like Pat White and Steve Slayton and those guys didn't come with Rich Rod.
Steve Slayton was a great ball player, man.
Who was the Schmidt? Owen Schmidt, the fullback. Remember that guy, too?
Yeah.
They were a good team, that West Virginia team that Pat was on.
Yeah. Rich Rod is back. I want him to go and ball out so Pat can be happy.
All the guys
Pat
that got hired yesterday, Bill's in UNC, Rich Rod's back. What, Dan Mullen's going to UNLV?
Yeah.
Man, what a crazy day
I saw
yesterday
that.
Was.
And there's Hawk with his Ohio State getup. Best of luck against Tennessee. Oh, boy, Tennessee, just plant the flag. One big T right there in the middle. T looks right good, right on the O.
Richard Vaughn, oh, here be great. That.
You are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's a 100% online, and there's no med exams at all. Only a few online health questions for you. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TRYETHOS.com. All right. Seeing Juan Soto in his Mets jersey. Talking up about the Mets. Talking about this being a Mets town. Maybe New York City. Did you see that quote? I'm going to get that one for you in a second. Don't worry.
Cool.
Don't
be angry, bro. It's all right.
It's not angry. It's just spitting facts. Listen.
What?
I said what the Yankees do next will temper my disappointment in losing Soto or further embitterment on that front. Signing Max Fried to a $218 million contract.
Big money.
I like it. I like Max Fried. We're Mishpuka. Harvard Westlake's finest, Max Fried, from here in Southern California.
All right. Seen a Little League.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like Totoro said, right
now
down
you
the road.
Say something else coming?
Yeah, Mike, hit it. Break it.
Here it comes.
Boom. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Rich, the New York Yankees, a team of your youth and your adulthood right now, made a big trade.
Boom.
Brewers closer Devin Williams is going to the Bronx.
Okay.
For Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin.
Okay. Boy, I like Nestor, but I don't know how many lefties you can have. I was talking to Cooper about that. I'm like, so you got Max Fried, and then you got Rodon, and then you got Nestor. I mean, so Nestor's gone, and then put Devin Williams in the back end of the bullpen. Maybe they do it by committee. It'll be Devin Williams here, Luke Weaver there, while Clay Holmes becomes the...
It's going to be a starter.
The next, what would you say? Where would he go? The next... I'm trying to go right here. Where we go? The next Dave Malicki of the Mets? Is that what we're going to get? Out of Clay Holmes?
Clay Holmes is going to be, he's going to win like 18 games next year.
That's going to be great because then Pete Alonso already knows Devin Williams' stuff, so we get another home run after him, off of him.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It doesn't blow your socks off, but he's a good, Devin Williams obviously really good.
Listen, man, arms in the pen. Arms in the pen. Keep going. So Juan Soto, in his introductory press conference day, the recriminations are already out there. You're hearing what the Yankees said. We're not going to give your family a suite in the stadium. Jeter had to pay for his. Judge has to pay for his. That's just the way we do business here. Not going to make an exception. And Steve Cohen's like, what the hell do I care? It's just money. Let me just light some more on fire.
Yeah, he's going to make more.
Exactly.
I think he already made it all back.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I'm not going to, again, I need to see what they're going to do and how they're going to fill out the rest of this team. And if they get more players there to actually lengthen the order and get people on base, get them on base, no more strikeouts from half the order. Let's get people on base and move them around. Let's do it. Let's see what we can do. Right? Let's moneyball it. I just watched that with Coop and Tay the other day. Great movie. When was the last time you saw Moneyball?
A few months.
It's so great.
I just don't like that they leave out the pitching part. It helped that they had three outstanding starting pitchers.
I had to explain them. There was Mulder and Tim Hudson and whatever. I understand.
And Barry Zito. Leaving that out of the book and the movie, it's like, come on, man.
That doesn't help the plot of the movie. You know?
But the reason why I bring this up, like whatever Juan Soto's on-base percentage is, let's get two or three guys and add it up, and that's what you got to get. Yeah. We're replacing Giambi.
Yeah.
It's not that we couldn't keep Giambi because we couldn't afford it. It's just the other guy was a total mercenary, wanted to take 5 cents more than what the Yankees were offering and take the free suite, even though he's going to get $760 million, and then say this. Juan Soto.
Now, is that the real picture, or was that the photo?
That was a real picture.
Okay,
that was the real one.
Sorry.
The other one looks like he's, as I said, about to give birth to an unfortunate 500 season.
Man, the anger.
Oh, it's coming.
What's coming? The 500 season?
No, this one.
This one
got me. It's the last paragraph of the ESPN story where I'm reading all about what yesterday was about.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto, quote, "It's been a Mets town for a long time."
Ah!
What is he talking about? Listen. Juan, I've been around New York City 55 years. 55 years. He's been around for the proverbial New York minute.
Yeah, but you live out here though, dog.
Dude, get out of here.
You ain't on them New York streets anymore, Rich.
Get out of here.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me
with
some.
That
living by the
noise.
Beach.
Get out of here.
You ain't hard no more.
Get out of here with that
I don't
noise.
Ride subways anymore.
It is just like here in Los Angeles. Clipper Town, get out of here. Get the way out of here. It's a it's a Mets town. Okay. In your head, and he just lived lived a Yankee life for a year.
Yeah, which makes it amazing that these Yankee fans act like he owed them something or he's a
No, he got
traded there. He didn't opt to go there. They traded for him.
I don't feel
hold any rights to this man.
I don't feel like he owed the Yankees anything.
Well, no. You may not, but good gracious, Yankee fans online.
We are filled with people who feel that we are entitled to have the best of the best of the best because we got spoiled for a long time. I'm not going to push back on that. I'm a realist. One guy is saying, you will get all this money. We will give you whatever you want. You want a free suite? Great. If I'm telling everybody else in the organization they got to pay for it, I'll deal with it. And it's an issue that's going to be in the locker room or because one guy gets something and the other guy doesn't. We're not going to keep it fair. Come answer to me. I'm Bobby friggin' Axelrod, and that's the end of that. I understand it, and it's a new way of the world. The Mets have more money than anybody else and can get anybody they want if that person just has to want money. But don't give me this nonsense. It's been a Mets town for a long time. A long time.
It's a Nets town, too.
What? The Daily News headline is, sorry, Yanks. Not like, hey, meet the Met. They're talking to the larger fan base and newspaper purchasers. Why would they choose to say sorry, Yanks?
Mets fans are digital. You guys are still analog. That's
why would they do that?
Digital.
No, it's a Jets town. It's a Jets town. New York's digital. A Jets town. Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers said that when he showed up? Aaron Rodgers.
He might have, actually.
Yeah, he said a lot.
It's a Jets town.
The Jets.
It ain't a Jets town. And I'm a Jet guy. I even know that. Get out of here. It's a Mets town.
It's a Mets town. Grimace. We all come know the on. Grimace.
Give me a break.
Look, if Aaron Judge would have just called him, maybe he'd be on the Yankees. Why are these guys not talking to him?
Maybe his teammates were nicer to him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He needed to have a suite.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I want a hamburger. 700. Exactly. He's like, the Spalding approach. Yes. I want $760 million.
Cool.
And I want it all guaranteed.
Cool.
I will not defer a penny.
No.
And on top of it, I want a suite. Yeah. I want a hamburger.
And you give it to him.
Yeah.
Like, what is the holdup? Why are you guys being cheap?
You know what?
He's that good.
I don't know about being cheap. What are you going to tell Aaron Judge? Well, guess what, Aaron?
A couple happy meals.
Yeah.
What you do is you tell Aaron Judge, we'll pay for your suite, too.
Or you have him share a suite.
Soto's better than Judge. He should get more perks.
Okay. It's been a Mets town for a long time. I think we just got to bring it to the top. Championships are going to tell you if it's a Yankees or a Mets town at the end of the day. Okay.
The Islanders.
Guess what?
The Islanders now, too.
Guess what? For 100 years, there have been championships from the Yankees. The Mets have 1969 Ooh. And 1986.
Two glorious years, too.
Okay.
The second one was very
Get out of here.
One of them was when TJ was born, and then the other one.
Okay.
I wasn't around for 69.
Out of here.
I was. I'm the only one.
Honestly, I am acting as if somebody that O'Shea Jackson Jr. lost to the Clippers that he really wanted would say it's been a Clippers town for a long time. The way I'm acting right now.
Well, then you'd start cursing at people on Twitter, and then it'd be a whole thing.
But, I know that.
It's okay, Rich.
Get out of here. That I will not countenance.
I'm still laughing at it.
I will not countenance that. But it's going to be lit in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
When the Mets come in.
Oh, please. Those tickets. Try to buy those tickets.
Queens is in the house. Represent.
Oh, yeah.
Mob Deep against Fat Joe. Let's go.
It'll be all Met fans because it's a Met town.
Queens.
And they're going to take the subway over.
All those Mets hats I see whenever I travel around the world.
Let's go.
Yeah, that. Mike, yeah. It's not even a Mets world. Get out of here.
It's a Met studio.
The only thing that's it's in New Yankee York world. That anyone knows
There's
about the Met.
There's more Mets hats in this studio than there are Yankees.
The actual Metropolitan
Opera. Okay.
That's it. The Met. The actual so Met. It's a Met town.
Out of here with that noise.
Gotta love it.
Tom Pelissero coming up in hour two. Nate Bargatze, hour three.
I'm
dying. Sorry. Nas is from Queens. That alone.
Okay.
Means the Yankees are at a disadvantage.
What does that mean?
Will you back me up on this?
Nah, he won't. he's enjoying this too
you
much.
Know it.
I am enjoying this a lot.
You know it.
I'm enjoying this a lot.
You know it.
It's definitely not a Mets town.
You know it. You know it. I mean, Juan Soto, who's played in Washington, and he's played in San Diego, and then he played in the Bronx for a year. And he's saying it's been a Mets town for a long time.
You know, he's trying to, you know, ingratiate himself and
he's saying all the right stuff.
To the new fans. He's trying to say the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I've lived in New York more recently than either of you two, and I can tell you, it was a Mets town. I was living on Long Island back in the day.
Okay. This guy. I think this is great.
Rich.
Long Apple. Island.
You don't care. He's gone.
Oh, I care. I care a lot.
Because Rich is going to see me happy.
Don't honestly, don't tell me.
Like I said, Juan Valdez.
Oh, my God. They treated my dad nicely, and they gave me a suite. That's why I'm playing baseball for them. They made me feel more comfortable.
Maybe that's a real thing. That is a real thing. You can't discount that.
That's fine. Don't tell me that and then come around and say it's a Mets town. So now suddenly you're going to undercut anything else you're saying.
Well, he was only in New York for a year.
No.
The Mets beat the Yankees five times.
It wasn't because the richest man in the sport got me all fat and happy.
That's all right. He has a turtleneck under that shirt, Rich.
As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time, only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.